Welcome into Poolside with Jaguars.com. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. It's Thanksgiving week. The Thanksgiving weather is here, so no Hawaiian shirts today, John.
I'm down. I'm really down.
Don't you have a turkey hat you should be wearing?
Yeah. Wait.
It's early in the week. The Jaguars are in the hunt in the AFC South. A game out of first place. The Texans and the Colts both won this weekend, but they're right there in the hunt still.
You know what? Who cares about Sunday in terms of Texans won, Colts won? That's great. This team right now, six games remaining, still has to take care of itself, prove it can do more than win three of four. Two in a row is great. Take care of business. Beat San Diego out here. In a couple of weeks, we'll start scoreboard watching for real.
Well, you know, you've got the Colts, Texans, and Titans still on the schedule for what that's worth. I want to see this team win when they need to. I mean, that's the next step in this franchise's progression, to have these meaningful games where the attention is on you and the pressure is ramped up, even if it's not on a national basis. The people in Jacksonville expect you to win, expect to make this fun into December. And so I like that. I watched the Colts on Sunday against the Falcons, and I just knew they were going to win.
Sure.
You know, they're a very well-coached team. I don't think that's a great roster, but even with a backup 40-year-old quarterback, those guys stayed patient, they did their job, and you just knew they were going to be in it at the end. They won when they had to. The Jags want to make something of this, they have to do the same thing.
And you know what it's time for? I've been saying for a month, this team's going to play only close games the rest of the year. It's time to mix one in where you feel good in the fourth quarter they're going to win it. Maybe it's Sunday.
Blake Bortles is the franchise quarterback, of course. That's the feeling around here, that he's going to be the future of the organization. But the last couple weeks, statistically, have not been great. Certainly the Baltimore game was not a great statistical game for Blake, but the team's been able to overcome that and get the win in other ways.
Well, I just wonder, you know, and he told Deion Sanders after the game that for this team to go where they want to go, he's got to stop making the turnovers, throwing picks, but he also has fumbled a bit lately, too. I like the self-awareness, but I want to see him, you know, that throw all the way across the field. Yeah. I don't think of Blake Bortles as having this laser rocket arm that's going to make that throw and make it every time. When he turned to make that throw, I went, don't do it, you know, and he did it anyway. So I liked seeing the consciousness of that. For him to take the next level, he has to be conscious of it himself.
It's still, what's fascinating about Blake is he'll go a half or three quarters where you think, okay, it's there, he's feeling it, and then all of a sudden, the other night, like you said, as soon as he turned to make that throw, I kind of put my head in the laptop, and I was like, nah, Blake, no, that's not, you know. But it's easy to see from the press box, and he's gotten away with that. I don't ever know that he is going to be an efficient guy who is high percentage with no interceptions, streaks of that, but it's got to reduce, and I think that's the key right now. Reducing it in the key spots, and that'll enable you to be up in the second half and not as uncomfortable.
Well, he's a courageous guy. I mean, there's no doubt. And you love the fact that he's willing to take chances like that. So the natural maturation process is, as you said, is, you know, understand where your limitations are, what you really need to do in the situation, and that's what you expect a young quarterback to do as they get through their second season.
The good news is that should come with experience, but make it happen now.
Yeah, a guy that has that experience in making those throws and leading a team is coming in here on Sunday. Phillip Rivers has been with San Diego for a long time now, has done it at a high level, but they're without a lot of weapons. They're in a weird situation with the franchise possibly moving. They're 2-8. A lot of things going on in San Diego right now, but Phillip Rivers is still Phillip Rivers.
Well, it's a very uncharacteristic Chargers team in Phillip Rivers. 7-9 is their worst record since, I think, 2003. It's been a very consistent franchise built around Rivers. They're decimated by injuries. And on paper, this should be a game you should be able to pull away from. At the same time, most of their games have been close, and Phillip Rivers is still Phillip Rivers. He's still elite. He's still one of the best five to me. So it makes it dangerous, makes it scary. You've got to get to him and force a turnover and have it go the other way. Four of his eight interceptions have been returned for touchdowns this year. Maybe this is when it happens for this team.
I love Phillip Rivers. He's the guy that I turn the TV on to watch. Yep. I mean, he's that competitive guy. I really enjoy it. Here's the story Sunday. If you want to win, you got to score in the red zone, right? The Jags should have been up 21-6 in the third quarter against the Titans, which would have made it difficult for a rookie quarterback with few weapons to be able to come back. Well, Rivers is going to come in here. Antonio Gates is hobbling. Probably won't have Malcolm Floyd. They don't have Keenan Allen, who was on a blistering record-setting pace before he left with a lacerated kidney. If you fail to score touchdowns and settle for field goals, Phillip Rivers will beat you. with anybody. He'll beat the three of us, right? I mean, we'll be walking. I mean, he's so smart. He's so tough, and he's got a laser arm. If you keep it close, he will beat you. If you score touchdowns at the 13, at the 5, at the 2, they don't have what it takes to beat you outside of Phillip Rivers.
That's young, inexperienced quarterback stuff, red zone issues. So we'll see if they start improving.
Jaguars are back home again. Three of the next four here at EverBank in the hunt on Thanksgiving weekend. That's it for Poolside with Jaguars.com.